listener production.
The region's emergency services prep for fire season, and the Mildura MP slams the state government on hospitals and rail. Morning, it's Katie Martin with you, and this is your Western Victoria local news. For the weather to start us off, we're heading for tops of 19 in Bendigo and 22 in Mildura. Be fire ready. That's the message from Loddon Mallee Emergency Services, who are preparing for the upcoming fire season. Firefighters and emergency services personnel have gathered at the Mildura Control Centre this week for the region's first face-to-face briefing. Bill Johnston, Regional Commander for Loddon Mallee CFA, says we can't let the wet weather fool us into thinking we'll miss the fire season altogether.
We'll probably see perhaps an abbreviated fire season, but there'll still be one, and the particular emphasis on the grass fires that'll be start so fast moving, rapidly developing grass fires in open country is probably the scenarios we're looking at this summer.
Ali Kappa has branded Labor's recent $1 billion investments in the Royal Melbourne Hospital and Royal Children's Hospital as a kick in the guts for Mildura. The Independent MP says it's cold comfort to a region that's 600 kilometres away with no passenger train. Ms Kappa says for the majority of people, flying for treatment is out of reach and simply shouldn't be the case. Bendigo-made Bushmasters are again earning high praise from Volodymyr Zelensky. The Ukrainian president saying they've helped a lot in a Lowy Institute address last night. Footage from the war front has emerged online showing the Central Victorian defence vehicles being used by Ukrainian forces to tow a Russian vehicle they'd claimed. The official Defence of Ukraine Twitter account posted the footage, saying the technology is in safe hands. Mildura police have aided their Swan Hill counterparts in charging a man with offences related to breaching a firearm prohibition order. The Mildura Divisional Response and Swan Hill Criminal Investigation Units paired up with the Viper Task Force to search a property on Wednesday morning, finding firearm items including ammunition and drugs. The 32-year-old will front court next month. Bendigo will host more than 1,000 secondary school students and their families when the All Schools Sports Challenge arrives next year. The city has secured the inaugural national event, which will spread over 2 weeks from August 2023, featuring 3-on-3 basketball, netball, hockey and table tennis. Event director Danielle Sutton says it provides students in years 9 and 10 the chance to compete against schools they don't usually go up against.
We don't mind if you come from the Catholic, independent or government sector. If you have a sporting program or a sports team that want that competition, then come along to our challenges and have a go.
Taking a look at round two of the Sunraysia cricket, and tomorrow afternoon it's Merbein versus Mildura Settlers. Kumiala Wentworth taking on Irimple, Mildura East take on the West, and Nichols Point go head-to-head with Golgol. All the matches starting 1 p.m. And that's your Western Victoria local news for now. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at viclocalnews@sca.com.au. For the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.